Start recording button. Split button, stop streaming button.
Hello and welcome to this first part of Eurofly. I'm hoping that this test will go a little better than the last one did. I started an earlier test today and it didn't work as well as I would like, but hopefully that's fixed. Anyway, I'm going to give this a shot. I'm going to start playing Eurofly. And hopefully everything's going to work out fine, so let's do it to it.
Windows M desktop folder view is new, ops new, open Eurofly.
Let's get going here.
Enter.
Loading Europe.
Welcome to Eurofly. About Eurofly.
Ops 19.0.3 left alt tab, live dashboard dash alt tab, JAWS professional, JAWS professional. Alt F4, quit JAWS dialog, are you sure you want to quit JAWS, press enter to quit now or escape to can enter Eurofly.
Okay, so I'm actually going to start by creating a new profile because unfortunately I have a profile that's already saved and it would be a shame to lose all the data for that. So I'm going to create a new one.
Loading effort.
Tasks. Free flight manual. Profiles. Creating new profile. Removing. Creating new profile. Type your profile name and press the enter key.
And I'm just going to name my
loading agent
character. I don't know. I like the name Marianne, so I'm going to use that.
M-A-A-N-N-E.
Profile has been created.
Cool.
Creating new profile. Remove. Creating new profile. Removing profiles.
Go back to the main menu, and let's get this thing rolling.
Voice settings. Test
loading
your speakers and bongs. About the author. Exit. About Eurofly. Tasks.
Marianne. Shelby.
Marianne. And then we see we can scroll through the list of profiles here. So I'm going to choose Marianne.
Loading South America.
Set
Europe's
frequency.
Okay. No Zambi.
It's starting out with, okay, we're sitting in an airplane
loading
with the
Australia.
Door open. Sounds nice.
Loading Antarctica.
And that sound that you heard was a beep telling me that all the continents on the map have been loaded. So that's good. And I want to start by pointing out some of the controls on the plane. Let's see. So one of the first things that we should probably do is to get rid of that static sound that you can probably hear, we're going to set the frequency so that we can communicate with the tower. So we're going to do that by pressing F, and it's going to give us a number.
We're 135.9.
And I'm not sure if you heard what it said, but it told me 135.9. So I'm going to go ahead and press Alt F to enter that code, and then the tower is going to give me another number. So let's do this.
Enter frequency 1359. 135.9.
Okay, you said it. You heard it say squawk 1699. So I'm gonna press Alt T.
Enter the code.
And enter that code.
1699.
Identification confirmed.
Cool. And that just means that we have our transponder up and running. So that's good. So next, I want to fill the plane up with fuel. So to do that, I'm going to press Control-Shift-E. And you heard that, it just filled up. And I should also stop and point out here that you can also enter a certain amount of fuel. And you can do that by pressing Control-E.
Enter the amount of fuel.
And we're not going to do that right now. Article, so exit out of this by pressing escape. Cool. Alright, now we can go ahead and close the door. And I'm going to do that by pressing Control R. Okay, the door's closed. Let's figure out what our task is.
Hello, Marianne. Welcome in our Eurofly company. We are glad to that you selected to work in our company. We are big company and I believe that you will be love the work here. Okay. Don't be angry, but for us you are beginner and in this case we need test your skills. Your first 10 flights will be testing, that we will look how it is going, and until you will be practicant, you will not transport any passengers. For the first time, you will flight with small aircraft Cessna C-172 and your task is flight from Novzamki to the Suriny. It is only about 11 kilometers. Please to do everything the best to save takeoff and land.
Okay.
Both airports are small and we don't expect any problems. Good luck.
Alright, cool. So, the English is kind of broken because I think this is translated out of another language. But basically it's telling us, okay, welcome to our company and we're going to start off by giving you a short flight. So I'm going to go ahead and select the destination and I'm going to do that by pressing Control F8.
Slovakia, Novzamki, Slovakia,
okay, so
Slovakia.
It always starts out at the top of the list where our starting point is. That's always where it's going to start. So now I'm going to scroll down.
Slovakia, Urany, Slovakia, Nitra, Hungary, Gyurpur, Slovakia,
Urany,
11 kilometers, 13
our,
left, 2 minutes.
Is the destination, so I'm going to select it with a space bar.
Destination set.
Alright, cool. So we have the destination set. So the next thing we're going to do, obviously, is buckle the seatbelt and start the engine. So I'm going to press Control B to buckle the seatbelt.
On.
Okay, and you heard it say on, so we're good. And now I'm going to start the engines. And there's actually two of them that we need to start up. So I'm going to press page up to start the left engine and page down to start the right one. And we're in a relatively small aircraft since we're beginners. Okay, there's a couple more things we need to do before we get going here. The first thing is, I better check the speed.
Zero.
Okay, check the speed by pressing R. It says we're at zero. Now I'm going to check altitude by pressing Z.
Zero.
You heard it say zero. And now I'm going to press the letter T to check the nose of the plane, the angle of the nose of the plane.
Zero.
Okay, it's at zero. So, we know that that's okay for now. The next thing is, before we do anything, before we move, we need to check and figure out what speed we have to be at in order to take off. So I'm going to press Control Enter.
Assigned flight.
And what that does is, it brings up a list of all of the information for your airplane. How many passengers?
Airport.
The airport.
Nokes, pilot.
Pilot.
Cessna C-172.
The type of aircraft.
Category 1. Number of seats, 4.
Mm-hmm.
Number of passengers, 0.
Okay.
Starting weight, 1.0 ton. Current weight, 4.9 ton.
Okay.
Maximum airspeed, 226 kilometers per hour.
Okay, so that's the maximum speed that it can be at when it's in the air. That'll be important later on in the game, but not as important right now.
Range, 1,074 kilometers.
Okay, that's how far the nose of the plane can be at, 1,074 kilometers. Because, if the nose of the plane gets too far, if it goes over its range, the plane will crash and you will have a fiery, horrible death. So, let's see what else we have here.
Maximum altitude, 4,000
m. Okay, maximum altitude, 4,000...
Range, maximum altitude, 4,000... Takeoff speed, 115 kilometers per hour.
Okay, and that looks like what you want, but it's not. That's how it would be if there were no passengers in it. Let's see what's next.
Landing airspeed, 115 kilometers per hour.
Uh-huh.
Current takeoff
speed. Okay, this is what you want here. Your current takeoff and landing speed. Those are the speeds that you have to be at in order to take off and land the plane safely. I mean, I guess you could go at other speeds, but you would probably crash and die. So, let's see.
Landing at current takeoff speed, 118 kilometers per hour.
Okay, 118.
Current landing airspeed, 118 kilometers per hour.
Okay, and notice how they are all, they are around the same speed. Or they are the same speed. Sometimes they tend to change later depending on things like weather and weight and that sort of thing. That radio chatter that you can hear is from other aircraft as well as the tower. So, you know, it makes it more realistic. Let's see what else we've got.
Fuel tank capacity.
Fuel tank capacity.
3,866 liters.
Uh-huh.
Fuel level. 3,866 liters.
Okay, so we're full.
Current range, 1,073 kilometers.
Okay.
The door is closed.
The door is closed.
The brakes are activated.
Okay.
Flaps are retracted.
Okay.
Landing gear is down.
Okay.
The belt is fastened.
Alright.
Audio navigator is off.
Okay.
Transponder, 1,699.
That's our transponder for tower.
Frequency, 135.9. Slovakia.
Okay.
Free Slovakia.
That's the country name that we're flying in. Cool. Okay, so that's your airplane properties list. And actually, I should have done this earlier, but I'm going to go ahead and turn on the audio navigator, and I'm going to do that by pressing Alt-N.
Audio navigation on.
Cool. So that's taken care of. Okay, next thing. We are at a relatively small airport, so I am going to go ahead and retract the flaps, or extend the flaps rather, they're already retracted, since the runway is right in front of us. And I'm going to do that by pressing Control F, and that's going to activate the flaps.
Done.
Okay, so that's taken care of. I'm going to double check the numbers really quick before we take off.
Assigned flight. Pilot, set number of start, map range, map takeoff, current takeoff speed, 118 kilometers per hour.
118. Okay, just wanted to make sure. Okay, so now we come to the moment that you've all been waiting for. We're gonna take off. And so before we start moving, I'm going to take off the brakes by pressing the letter B.
Off.
Okay, the brakes are off. Now we have to request takeoff from tower, and we do that by pressing F1.
SK737, you are clear to take off using the runway in front of you.
All right, we're clear to take off, so I'm going to speed up by pressing the home button. And I'm speeding up to 118, and I can check the speed by pressing R.
49. 62, 76, 91, 103, 116, 119, 116, 119, 117, 118.
Cool. Oh, and now I'm going to adjust the altitude by the nose of the plane by pressing the up and down arrow keys. There we go.
SK737, flying and continue heading north.
Okay, now I'm going to retract the gear.
135.
And retract the flaps.
Off.
Oh dear. Okay. That did not work out so well.
About Eurofly.
I believe it was because I pressed the wrong key by mistake. I was wondering why it was making a beeping sound. So whenever you crash, there is a black box where all of the files are reported and all of the logs are, and that always pops up whenever you crash. So, as if crashing and burning is not humiliating enough. So I'm going to exit this. I might make an official death counter later, I'm not sure. Let's see.
Tasks.
I'm going to go back here.
Marianne.
And set and reset.
Set frequency. Nitrium.
New 127.7. Enter frequency. 1.7.7.
Squawk. 7.5.2.9.
Enter the code. 7.2.9.
Identification confirmed.
Okay. What I was saying earlier before I crashed the plane was that you can adjust the speed by holding down the home and the N keys, and you retract the gear by pressing Control G, and you can also turn the flaps off by pressing Control F again, and that will turn the flaps off. Also, you can adjust the angle of the nose by using the up and down arrow keys. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we're in the air, and I promise this time I will not crash the plane.
Ready.
Okay, so, oh, shucks.
Off.
Didn't mean to do that.
Done.
Okay, now we're good. We'll check the speed again.
Assigned flight. Mach range. Takeoff. Current takeoff speed. Current land. Current takeoff speed. 118 kilometers per hour.
Okay, so 118. I'm going to retract the flaps here.
Done.
Zero.
And I'm going to go ahead and adjust the angle of the nose of the plane so that I forgot to do that earlier, so I'm going to do it now. And you do that by pressing and holding the down arrow key and checking the angle of the nose by pressing the letter T.
9, 14, 16, 14, 16.
Okay, 16. And when you take off, you generally want to have it at about 15 or 16, somewhere in that range. Okay, so now at least I know that if we crash, that won't be the reason why. Okay, let's try this again.
Off.
SK-737, you are cleared to take off using the runway in front of you.
Okay.
Audio navigation
on. Here we go. So we're already
set heading towards your destination.
Okay, so we're already climbing. Now I just have to line up with the beacon, and I'm going to do that by pressing N or Alt N.
Audio navigation on.
Destination not specified. Destination not specified.
Oh, I didn't specify the destination.
Slovakia. You remain. Destination.
There we go. Oh. On the right path, so I'm just going to line up with the beacon, and you can keep track of where you are by pressing N,
right on,
and it'll tell you to right.
SK-737, descend to 100.
11, 247, 3, minus 4, 200, 1 left on 346.
And it's telling us we need to go 1 left.
One right on 340, one left on 300, and on 346.
Okay, cool, we're on the right path.
SK-737, descend to 100.
Minus 4, minus 9, 230, minus 16, 219, minus 20, 206, 187, 170, 154.
SK-737,
So now we're at
100.
So now we're flying at 100.
Zero.
The altitude is zero. The nose of the, I mean, the altitude is 100. The nose of the plane is zero. And so far we're on track. And you can check, and like I said, you can check where you are in relation to the destination by pressing N, and that will tell you how far you, how much you need to adjust the plane. You can also check the distance of how far away the airport is by pressing control N. And it says we're 6.43 kilometers away. So that's good. And in a minute, we're going to leave this airport and enter into the Uruni airspace. And from there, sorry if I'm mispronouncing that. And from there, we're going to press F1 to request landing on the tower.
SK-737, you are leaving the airspace of our airport. We wish you a safe flight.
Alright, it gave us a new transponder code, so I'm going to enter that real quick.
7-1-2. Identification confirmed. SK-737, this is your destination airport. Continue on your request call and altitude. Contact tower to request landing clearance for 2 kilometers from the airport.
So I'm going to check our distance here.
4.70.
Alright, so in just a second we're going to request clearance.
4.504 kilometers, you ready? Manhattan 3.
We're still lined up, so that's good.
Zero.
Okay. Slow down when we are getting toward the parking position. And you'll know you're in parking position, number one, because it'll say, and number two, because you will have to be between number 0 and 100 as your position number.
You are clear to land. I repeat, you are clear to land.
Alright, we're clear to land. So I'm going to turn on the gear and the flaps.
-8.
Done.
-12. -16. -13.
And I'm getting us to about, I'm tilting the nose of the plane to about -13 or so.
Successful.
Okay, cool. Now we're gonna slow down.
87/45. 57. 59. 60.
And we can check our position by pressing the letter K. Still coming in.
-280.
Okay. -280.
-141.
Okay.
-84. -56.
And I'm gonna slow down, and we're at parking position. Hopefully.
Position.
We're good. Now we just turn on the brakes by pressing B. And that's it.
Task completed successfully. Congratulations.
And I know it's a lot to take in, but it's pretty, I mean, once you get used to doing
about
all those instructions, it's pretty basic stuff. Anyway, I'm gonna leave the stream for just a second because my annoying alarm clock is going off for whatever reason, but I'll be back in just a second.
Tasks.
Marianne.
Yep, it's Marianne. We're choosing our profile.
Set frequency.
Czech Republic, Oloma, Ypres, Jokrais, Olomouc. New 120.5. Enter frequency. 1, 0, 5.
120.5.
Enter the code. 4, 8.
Identification confirmed.
All right. Let's see what we're doing today.
Hello, Marianne. It looks like that your first flight was successful. That we ensure it wasn't only happy coincidence, and you really tightly keeping the joystick in your hand, you will repeat another easy flight from Bohanavis to Olomouc. Again you will fly with the Cessna C-172 and against both airports are small and we don't expect any problems. Good luck. The fuel tank is full. Czech Republic, Bohanavis, Czech Republic, Olomouc, destination set.
There we go. Okay.
Done. Ready. Audio navigation on.
0, 0. Assigned flight. Airport. Set number. Current map range. Takeoff. Current takeoff speed. 118 kilometers per hour.
Done.
5, 9. 12, 16, 14, 16.
Off.
SK-737, all runways are currently in use. Please try again in a moment. SK-737, you are cleared to take off using the runway in front of you.
Seventy-eight. 96. 114.
737, climb and continue heading north.
Off.
Take off successful.
SK-737, rise to 500 and set heading towards your destination.
148 left on 212.
Right on 210, one left on 210, one right on
successful.
78/46. 58. 60. -715. -482. -374. -292.
Audio navigation off.
-43.
Off. Parking position. Done.
Task completed successfully. Congratulations.
Alright, thank you so much for watching.
About Eurofly.
Jaws Professional. Alt-Tab, Eurofly. Alt-Tab, Ops 19.0.3, left, pair 64 bit. New Foster. Split button stop, stream it. Split button stop. Split button stop.